T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Senate Republicans will consider calling former National Security Advisor John Bolton as a witness in President Trump's impeachment trial, now that a transcript from Bolton's new book is raising some eyebrows.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is joining us. So, Stephen, what does Bolton allege in this new book?
Well, according to reports, fellas, Bolton says that last August he had a conversation with the president in which, according to reports, Bolton says the president told him why he was withholding aid from Ukraine and it had to do with investigations. Now, anything more than that, we don't really know, because I haven't seen the manuscript of Bolton's book, but apparently people here at this White House have. And that is a significant development in this case. CBS News has learned that when Bolton transmitted a copy of his manuscript to the National Security Council for what's called a pre-publication review, it has been looked at. And there are people who are deeply involved with the impeachment process who work here at this White House who, we're told, have been aware of this book for weeks. Now, there are questions about the timing of the reports today and, in fact, insinuations that it may have something to do with, you know, propping up sales of the book. It's something that the publisher, Simon & Schuster, a division of Viacom CBS, denies in a joint statement with Bolton and his agent. What you haven't heard is any kind of direct challenge to the substance of the allegation, except to say the president himself said that it's false. And in his words, and let me quote him directly here, he said, quote, "Nothing was ever said to John Bolton." That's the president's take today.
Stephen, on another issue, Israeli leaders are at the White House today getting the details of the president's new Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. We understand the Palestinians are feeling left out?
Well, they haven't been consulted in this. And the president says if they don't go along with it, that's okay. The world will move on. But the idea that this is a deal that's been reached between both sides, it's not that. This is something that has been worked on within this White House for some time. In fact, President Trump, standing alongside the Israeli Prime Minister, lamented the Israeli government process. He even openly questioned it right there in front of the Prime Minister and the Israeli press. What kind of system is that? And suggested that maybe the Israelis ought to change the way they conduct their government. The idea that they've had to have a number of elections before the parliamentary majority is settled. And in fact, not just Netanyahu, but his primary challenger, Benny Gantz, will be here tomorrow. Rather, they're both here today, but tomorrow there'll be an opportunity to have separate meetings. And the president's going to be standing alongside Netanyahu again tomorrow at a joint, essentially a joint news conference at midday. So what President Trump says is that this is going to be a great deal for the Palestinians. We'll have to wait for the details to be presented at noontime tomorrow. But he says if the Palestinians don't accept it, well, that'll be fine, too.
Stephen, thanks for the update. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.